This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are on the Wednesday get-together. This is the DJV program, the 28th of August, Wednesday. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara is off again today, so a young fellow named Adam is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're working on trying to understand, I don't like that term. What do you think about that term with regard to radio, Jennifer?
We're in the newsroom working
yes,
now.
Yes. Bulletin, update, breaking news. So there is a tropical storm that is causing some concern, because tropical storms cause concern. So what are we, What is known? I like that better.
We're in the weather center right now.
Yes, the weather center. Yes.
No, this is a...
And Adam, we need more volume on Jennifer, please.
I can help us out. Well, we go. Tropical storm Dorian is expected to strengthen into a Category 2 hurricane before making landfall in Florida on Labor Day. The storm is forecast to strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane by Friday morning as it tracks kind of to the east of Turks and Caicos and will continue to strengthen to a Category 2 storm by Sunday morning before it makes landfall along the east coast of Florida or Georgia on Monday morning, according to the meteorologist at CNN. A Category 2 hurricane has sustained winds of 96 to 110 miles per hour. The Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, said that he received a briefing from FEMA, and he's prepping already. The state's being told to get ready. And, of course, the federal government also on alert to help in the aftermath of all of this. The tropical storm now will pack hurricane-force winds when it reaches Florida and the peninsula over the weekend. And I think this is probably the silver lining here is that Puerto Rico was really thinking that they were going to get hit pretty hard. It looks like this has spun in a different direction. Turks and Caicos is not out of the path of the storm. Certainly, Florida is getting ready for this as well. But looking at that northern coast, or I'm sorry, the northern area of Florida and into Georgia, they're the ones that are really going to prep for this storm. So there you go. Category 2 could be by Labor Day is what the meteorologists are expecting.
How about that excitement? Speaking of excitement...
You're not going to Florida this weekend, are you?
No, I'm coming to you this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Okay, good.
No tropical storms come in your direction, right? They're outlawed. California has done a lot of things that have been by decree, and one of them is no hurricanes are allowed. Nothing like that. So what's the political landscape looking like? You're our sort of political go-to person. In terms of Biden, well, is there going to be, I think you said last week, that if there were 10, there'd be one night. If there were 11, there would be two.
Yeah, for the debate.
I'm looking at the list here. How is it shaking out?
Well, right now, there are exactly 10, and so there will be one night of debates. That's kind of unfortunate. I was hoping at least one more would qualify so that they would break it in half. I think 10 is just a lot of people to handle on one stage, but they were not able. I don't think Tulsi Gabbard was able to qualify, Kirsten Gillibrand. So all the people that were kind of on the brink were not able to make it. So it stands
any
right now
at 10. Surprises and who's out?
No, I don't think so. There's some surprises at who's in. I'm surprised Beto O'Rourke has qualified. I'm surprised at a few that have actually made the stage. Andrew Yang has snuck in there. So for them, that's really good news. A lot of that comes in the form of donations, and that shows that there's some excitement surging behind their candidacy.
Yeah. All right. So there's not a lot of that sort of thing. We get into this. We're from now until next Tuesday. There's a moderate doldrum. Do you feel it? This is not like the 4th of July.
It slows down.
It does, because everybody's taking that second week if they can. This is the third most vacationed week of the year. Number one, 4th of July. Number two, Christmas. Number three, week before Labor Day. So the traffic on the roads will be nuts. There are people who, as I said, if they're going to take, they can't take a whole week off. They're starting today, and they'll come back on Tuesday or Monday. And so have a good time if you're driving. But that's about all I got going. I'm taking an airplane, so I don't have to worry about the traffic. Lori Loughlin, we speculated yesterday, Jennifer, that there was going to be some kind of jail time. There was an interesting process yesterday that took place, and it's all over the news here in Boston. They're charged, as most people know, with mail fraud, money laundering, conspiracy, all that sort of that stuff. But the Boston newspapers today say that the judge told them to be careful because they both have the same lawyer. Mm-hmm. And it may be that that's not in their best interest. And I'm not sure if it's harder to have an appeal if you have the same lawyer.
They usually don't let you have the same lawyer, but in this case, the judge said, if that's what you want to do, then go ahead. They are going to stay together. Two of them made it clear to the judge that this is their choice, that they want to stay with the same lawyers, and that they're still going with that kind of see no evil defense. They're each facing 20 years.
See no evil.
20 years in prison. And
I know nothing. Remember Sergeant Schultz?
I know nothing. They're going to each face 20 years in prison if they're found guilty on the charges that they're being charged with right now, which is conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud, honest services fraud, and money laundering. Because don't forget, they didn't pay taxes on this money that they said was a charitable donation to these groups that were helping them get their daughters into school. The other thing that was kind of weird about their time in court the other day is that they were asked some really tough questions by the judge in Boston over their desire not only to share attorneys, but also about some of their habits. They were asked about psychological issues. They were asked if they had used illicit drugs, alcohol, what their mental state was when they were making the decision not only to share lawyers, but before that, in their lifetime, they were kind of asked about some really personal things. Both of them replied that they had no issues. They had no issues of alcohol or substance abuse, and that there were no psychological impairment issues going on between the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you give them the due. Let's see the shape. It's looking to me, I said this, and I want to underscore it for those who didn't hear it or me, have a problem with my thinking here. Jail time for them is a waste of time. It doesn't prove anything. It doesn't fix anything. Get their net worth. Find out what their financial status is and get as much out of them as you can. The money is much more valuable and doesn't cost the taxpayer $40,000 a year? Or how much is it now for having somebody in the slammer? What does it cost to keep an inmate in jail? The average cost is $40,000-$50,000 a year, I think, isn't it?
Oh yeah, tons. It's very expensive. And while I agree with you that they should have to pay back, I would worry, if I were them, I would think the judge is going to make an example of me. After seeing some of these high profile people, we laugh, but Jersey Shore and the situation, how the judge really came down hard on him to make an example of this situation for tax evasion. They're the only two that haven't really just apologized and tried to plea out a deal. They're the ones that are actually going to fight this. And so I'd be a little nervous if I were them.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's 4:15, 15 after. The discussion that takes place now when it comes to the amazing work that's been done by Mike Lindell and his 1,600 employees there in Minnesota making pillows. The My Pillow plant goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How does that impact you? Well, it tells you that more and more people who are tired of tossing and turning when they are in bed at night are doing something about it by taking the advice of other people, the tens of thousands of people who have bought My Pillow, matter of fact, millions of people in this country and around the world buying My Pillows that are guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Pillows, sheets, all kinds of stuff. And we were talking about the discounts that are available between now and Labor Day using the DJV code. The body pillow is $89.99. Usually you can get it now for $29.99. Well, the same thing is true for the Queen Platinum Premium My Pillows that normally are $69.99. You can get them right now for $23 using the promo code DJV. So if you've been thinking about or waiting for a deal, you want some great pillows, regular Queen Platinum Premium Pillows that are $69.99. This is two-thirds off, 66% off, using the promo code DJV. So my suggestion is you visit MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV on the listener special page. Get the body pillow or get the platinum premium pillows or whatever. You can save from 50 to 66% off. And this deal won't last forever, so might as well take advantage of it now while you're thinking about it. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, save up to 50%, 60%, 66%. Body pillow, the Queen Platinum Premium Pillows. That's the deal. Check it out at MyPillow.com using the promo code. Enter DJV for these great specials. Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. For me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
DJV time. The number of Americans who are super commuters. You see that the number of lists out. We always are talking about these lists: the best cities in the country, or the best cities in the world, or where do you go to get your shoelaces tied faster than anybody else, and that kind of stuff. So there's always the friendliest city in America is Telluride, Colorado. The number of Americans who super commute, this is really kind of, I don't know whether I'm not sure what to think of this, Victoria, Jennifer, the number of people, we're all spoiled kind of. Well, you have to commute somewhat, Jennifer.
Yeah, I actually do 65 miles a day.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
In what kind of traffic?
Terrible on the way home. It's awful. Yeah.
The number of Americans who super commute, that is, travel 90 minutes or more every day, up 32% from 2005. That's one-third more traveling. That's a lot of time to spend traveling, isn't it? Huh? Well,
yep.
Look at Victoria's husband. He's on a train for, 90 minutes?
Yep.
90 minutes. Good God. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tunnel.
I know, right?
Right. This Madonna is lurking here somewhere, Victoria.
This is sort of a no-show music song, just like her tour.
What a weird thing.
Sounds like she's in church. What is this? What's going on here?
Is this Batuka, Adam?
This is Batuka.
I think this kicks in with women playing drums. But anyway.
So what's the story, Victoria?
Well, the story is that Madonna has had to
I'm enjoying
back.
My spa experience.
I know, right? There we go.
There we are.
Batuka's apparently the reason she put this on here is there are women in Portugal who are descendants of slaves, and they play these drums, and it's sort of a slave, like,
it's
spiritual.
Long way.
There you go. It sounds more like her. Anyway, so the story is that she's had to push back the opening performances of her Madame X tour due to, quote, highly specialized production elements being delayed. And so her first two concerts, which were supposed to be at Bam Howard Gilman Opera House on September 12th and 14th, will now take place October 10th and 12th. And so the tickets will be honored, except the September 15th show, which was originally scheduled, has been canceled. And so refunds will be issued for that. Her BAM run will now begin on September 17th and run through October 12th. The rest of the tour includes residencies in Chicago, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Boston, Philly, Miami, and then it wraps up on December 19th. Madonna wrote, because she's in character now, she's very method these days. She wrote, quote, Madame X is a perfectionist and wants to give you the most unique, magical, and musical experience. She underestimated the amount of time it would take to bring this kind of intimate theatrical experience to you and wants it to be perfect. Thanks for understanding. So she released Madame X back in June.
That's what I checked. Madame X was like an aging pop star.
Right, exactly. So she's really taken on this persona. She wears the eye patch during interviews, yeah. The whole nine. So this album came out in June. It was actually her first since 2015's Rebel Heart. She's released videos so far for this song, Batuka, and then the anti-gun violence video for God Control, which I think actually sampled Emma Gonzalez, one of the students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. She's sampled on the beginning of that track. There's not really much on this album so far that I've heard that I like.
Hard Pass. Ugh.
Yeah, there's like one, the very first song.
Yeah, it's just very uninteresting and unentertaining. All right, so what else? Jennifer, what do you have musically?
We can move on to Prince. Are you excited about that?
Could be.
I know, I'm more excited about
Prince. I always used to be. Yeah.
Well, here's the story with Prince. Prince's estate is Paisley Park, and take over the management of his former studio complex near Minneapolis, Graceland Holdings, which runs Elvis Presley's tourist attraction in Memphis, Tennessee, had been operating Paisley Park as a museum since October 2016. But Prince's oldest sibling, Sharon Nelson, says that the family will now manage Paisley Park because the contract expires at the end of September. She says the family is not unhappy with Graceland Holdings or making the decision because they're making the decision because of economic reasons. She said that there are differences of opinions among the heirs, so the estate's administrator, Co-America, will be making the final decisions on how to operate the landmark. So family control going back over the Paisley Park location for Prince fans.
I'm sure this is totally economic. Why would they want to give a
Graceland's
cut
to... Graceland's got to be expensive.
Yeah, and Graceland Holdings has so much going on with Elvis now and that new hotel and the performance space. They don't need more money.
I'm but sure they do know what they're doing. The one thing about Graceland is they know what they're doing. So that, you know, does Prince's sister know? Probably not as much as Graceland Holdings, but...
Is it a sister or a cousin or something?
Sister.
Or I was Aretha's niece. I confused Prince with Aretha as to who's in charge. 28 after the hour here on the Wednesday, August 28th, DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. Two, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. Three, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. Four, sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. Five, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Dorian dropping heavy rain on the island of St. Lucia yesterday is now headed for Puerto Rico, and it's strengthening. It could hit Puerto Rico as a hurricane later today or tonight. Officials in Puerto Rico say they're ready. Then, this weekend, it could strike Florida.
The entire coast of the Florida Peninsula, I think, should continue to monitor the system, you know, toward the end of the week.
That's Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Forecasting Center, who says parts of Florida could get 7 inches of rain from Dorian. At least 23 people are dead and over a dozen more injured after a suspicious fire tore through a bar in the Mexican state of Veracruz. The Mexican Attorney General's office says the fire may, quote, constitute a malicious attack, but provided no other details. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Wednesday, August 28th edition. Is that the proper word? This is an episode, not an edition, right? Edition is newspaper. We have an episode every day of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at the ready, working through. Well, I had, when we started in the last half hour and you hadn't quite gotten all the pieces put together, Victoria, I was chastising myself for referring to this as work.
Today it does feel like work.
I love my work.
You're not taking a nap, so you're working, right?
No, I'm with you. I think the time we spend together is among the most precious moments for me, are among the most precious moments of my life. And so, and that's a real compliment.
Very sweet. Aww,
I have a wonderful life.
And
I enjoy myself. Right? Yeah. Digging the dugger on the, on the DJV program. Okay. So, let's see, maybe you can dig the dugger, but people are not digging Kevin O'Leary, Victoria. What's happening?
Kevin O'Leary.
Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, the bald guy, sits in the middle.
Yeah, that grumpy bald guy, Mr. Wonderful. Well, Mr. Wonderful is in hot water right now. He and his wife were involved in a critically in a boat accident where one man was killed and another woman was critically injured. Okay. Now, this happened in Ontario, Canada. Kevin O'Leary and his wife and another passenger were on Kevin's boat. Recently, he actually posted a lot of pictures of this boat, so we do know that it is his. And so his wife was driving the boat.
they rammed into another larger boat, and so they apparently it went directly over the bow. Ooh. And struck a male passenger in the head, which killed him instantly. Wow. So Kevin O'Leary's smaller boat went into the larger boat. This was at 11:30 p.m. on Saturday night. This news is just now
drinking
kind of
involved.
Down. Well, Kevin O'Leary's wife was driving. She did take a DUI test. She passed. The woman who was also on the boat with Kevin and his wife, she was injured, was taken to the hospital, and was released. Apparently, she needed stitches. Now, the other passenger, there was another passenger in the larger boat, so the man was killed, and another woman, maybe that other passenger's wife, she is in critical condition. We don't know her current state right now. Now, Kevin O'Leary, originally, TMZ found out about this, naturally, and they went right for a statement. And so Kevin O'Leary at first said that he was not going to release a statement because he was working with authorities, and so now he has released a statement. He said late Saturday night, I was a passenger in a boat that had a tragic collision with another craft that had no navigation lights on, and then that boat fled the scene of the accident. I'm fully cooperating with authorities. He said, out of respect for the families who've lost loved ones and to fully support the ongoing investigation, I feel it's inappropriate to make other comments at the time. At this time, my thoughts are with all the families affected. Now, his rep clarified that his wife was driving. She was not drunk. Police say that they don't believe alcohol was involved. It is possibly true that this other larger boat did not have navigation lights on. Again, this is at 11:30 at night, so this is after a long day of boating. Everybody's coming back in. Now, the third person was in Kevin's boat. She's unnamed. She has left the hospital, and then now the other boat, the sources from the other boat are saying that it was Kevin O'Leary's boat who actually fled the scene. So now that we've got some he said, she said happening.
There you go.
And we're
the substance
really
of lawsuits. There you go. That's what
yeah. So that now that's what they say, that O'Leary's boat immediately left the scene, but it was towed to a marina by the police later on with the police on board. They have seized the boat for forensic testing. And so we'll see. They say the critical element here in the investigation is whether or not the larger boat had lights on. So if the
boat, so which boat have they seized? The larger boat or O'Leary's boat?
O'Leary's boat. And so because he's the one who hit the larger boat. So now,
why wouldn't they have taken the larger boat in too?
I'm sure the larger boat is also, well, there's probably a lot of blood on the larger boat since O'Leary's fat boat, which is what he calls it, went right up over the bow and killed the guy instantly. So I'm sure that there's a cleanup happening on the larger boat. But people are now looking for witnesses to see, were the navigation lights on the larger boat? If so, Kevin O'Leary is going to be up on murder charges.
So this is a career destroyer.
It could be.
Oh,
yeah.
For him. Yeah.
Or not. I mean, people are forgiving. If I were a celebrity, I would stay the heck off of a boat. Ask Natalie Wood. It's just not a good look.
Well, his wife was driving.
Nothing ever happens. I know.
Yeah, and his wife was driving, so she, you know, really.
What would you call it when you run a boat? I don't even know.
What?
Is it driving a boat? Is it
navigating.
Operating a boat? Navigating a boat?
You drive a
whatever
boat.
It is. So, any comment from Hirschevog or Kubin or any of the other people?
The Shark Tank people.
Yeah.
So far, I think they're probably staying quiet.
They're just staying out of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
don't
wonder about that dynamic. I think they all like each other, actually. They all seem to.
I've seen plenty.
Mark Kubin said, I'm out.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right. End of story. Adios.
Who doesn't like Mr. Wonderful? Is there anyone on there who really doesn't like him? I know Bethany Frankel.
He's not the one.
Not
he's not the one married to the Dancing with the Stars girl, is he?
No, that's
Robert
Hirschman.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's Hirschman. He's computer guy. I've forgotten how O'Leary's from Boston. I forget how he made his money. Everybody knows about Cuba. I think the best known person on that group is probably Kubin. The fellow that runs the clothing business, the black guy who's, I quite like him.
Mm-hmm.
Damon John. Yeah, I like him because he came
from
nothing.
Yeah.
Zero.
He might
be
my favorite shark, actually, besides Kubin.
Yeah, Kubin and the two of them. And then there are the ladies. I like the one who's on Home Shopping.
QVC.
Lori.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lori.
What's Lori's last name? I never know.
Lori from QVC.
Lori from Bed Bath & Beyond.
See, I actually don't like Mark Kubin on Shark Tank. I feel like he never takes any offer. He's not my favorite. He's my least favorite. He never wants to play.
No, he does. He takes offers. Yeah,
maybe I don't watch it enough. But every episode I've seen, he's always like, no, I don't want to do this now.
Here's some other, this would be considered, I suppose, I don't know, is that entertainment news? It's kind of newsy news. Epcot is getting an overhaul. Is this for just Florida, or is it for Florida? Well, Florida has Epcot, and California doesn't, right? Is there no?
That's correct.
I can't remember.
What, Epcot is in Florida, yeah.
So why are they updating it? What is there?
Probably because it hasn't been updated in a really long time.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. The original. So, what? How much inconvenience is this going to be? Is this enough to keep you away from going to the park? Not going. There are a lot of new things. The Star Wars stuff is all over the place there, right?
Hotel is going to be really cool. You can only stay there apparently for 2 nights, and each room, I guess if you're claustrophobic, it's not going to be your jam, but each room resembles a spaceship quarter, and it has windows that are actually screens that show images of space, so you can't see out. You can't see daylight.
That is
Although,
so dumb.
It's cool for kids and stuff. That would be fun.
No, it's dumb for kids. Have you traveled with kids?
I avoid travel with children.
To share the size of a closet, a postage stamp with kids.
No.
That is not fun. No.
No, huh? No.
I guess I thought it would be
and
okay.
And you know what? Everybody's
going to
buy into this. They're going to have, like, slides running on the outside of the window. Give me a break.
Of course they are. Yeah. Of course they are. Every time
go on a cruise if you want to be, like, laying on top of somebody.
Are you a typical Californian? I was thinking my children, daughter, don't have, you like space thing?
I like space, not space.
Oh,
like
no, I'm talking about going to the Disney, the Disney park in,
I love Disney.
Where is it? It's down in
Anaheim.
Anaheim, that's right. Yeah.
I love Disneyland. Happiest place on earth.
Yeah. Is it really? Have you got a yearly pass?
Apparently not. I'm staying in the new Star Wars hotel.
It's a Xanax-free zone.
Be miserable.
No Lexapro at Disneyland. Everybody's very happy.
Well, I don't know when this is all going to reopen, but the Mary Poppins exhibit, the Moana stuff, all that, that's going to be, kids are going to love that. And then they're updating Canada, China, France, and I guess England as far as the countries go.
Part of that trade war with Trump.
In sports, Kobe Bryant has said he's one of the most despicable people in athletics. Why everybody thinks this guy is such a hero, he's a cur. Even though he's a good basketball player, he's a cur as a human being. He said that he would have won 12 rings if Shaq were in shape.
When Shaq was a Laker, and just in general, Shaq used to have a lot of trouble with free throws. It used to frustrate a lot of Laker fans. And,
he was too fat.
It wasn't that he was too fat.
Well, I think Shaq's weight has gone up and down a lot, right? He was thin, then he was fat, and then he was thin again, and,
fat or thin, Shaq can, he's the better basketball player than most of the people on the planet. And what? For Kobe Bryant had a tough few years towards the end of his career, too, so.
Yeah. There was apparently, this is an old story that's been revived because he was in Vegas speaking on stage. There's some video floating around of this. And it just went back over their old fights. Apparently they had a fist fight or two during the course of their career together. But he's such an arrogant piece of crap. Today is Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day.
Uh-oh. Oh, man, I had a feeling, too. I was like, oh, no. I just had a feeling, too. This is going to be tough.
Well, you can tell the story then, because it is kind of tough.
I could barely even type it. I was counting on you.
Oh, yeah, you were counting on me.
Yes.
Rainbow Bridge Day is when we remember our pets that have passed, right?
Yep, yeah.
Crossing the Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah. Yep.
Jen, I think you're going to need to keep going.
What was you going to talk about? Well, you want me to be the one to talk about dead dogs?
Well, I don't know that.
Dead,
have you lost
dead
one?
Dogs
I don't know.
Lie.
For us,
huh?
I think it's going to be really
hard. Of course
really
I've
hard.
Lost pets. Of course I have.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're
but
the
I don't
tougher.
Cry. I mean, I don't think that I'm... I mean, I'm actually probably the nicest of the three of us.
That's true.
There
but
you
we,
go.
But Doug and I have... We're so soft for animals that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, grandmother.
We have a crispy shell.
I can think of using Rainbow Bridge when the day Charlotte died, which was April 7th, 2015. When I sent the note to people, what came back was, you know, a lot of the focus was on Rainbow Bridge. And I had, I spoke to a medium that day who said that she was met on the bridge by what appeared to be either my mother or my former wife. What?
You are no longer the nicest one on this show, Jen.
I know, I just lost it. I said Elvis.
Well, that might be the best way of getting through this.
You're right, I'm the meanest.
No, you're
we're
not.
Taking your membership to the Nice People Club away. Revoked.
But who among us, I guess the reflection here, among us hasn't had this experience? And
it's,
so we'll relive it again when we visit with Warren next time in an hour or so. There'll be some more tears. He'll have probably more than we do because he's the one who most recently lost a dog that he loved, loved. So, anyway.
It's not easy. The pets, seriously, in all seriousness, they really do become your family, and they're there all the time. And that's and unconditional love comes from your pets, which is great.
And Charlotte, I think, was the first person, first being, to ever show me unconditional love in my life.
Who's the second?
Daisy Mint. I'm not sure. I have to do a little reconnoitering on that one. So, here we are. With Rainbow Bridge in front of us for today, and we can spend a lot of time talking about it, but all it would do is flush. I'm thinking of the old Eddie Arnold song, Make the World Go Away, and I changed the words to Make the Tears Go Away, because that's really what happens when you think about all of these beings that we loved. So, Jennifer, being the hard, cold, S.O. son of a gun that you are, what's on television tonight?
One of my favorites, actually. Jay Leno is back. I love Jay Leno. Some people don't,
too.
But I really do.
I don't know if
and
like the guy.
The season premiere of Jay Leno's Garage is back on CNBC tonight.
That's a
you can
fun
check
show.
It is really
it
fun.
It is. Great show.
I actually got to go to his garage. It's really cool. So that's
you know, I haven't been
over
there.
Who's on tonight? Do you know, Jen? Who's with him tonight?
Let's see. Tonight is, I don't know.
All right. It'll be a surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Oh, you know who's tonight? Kevin Hart, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind. Right. Surprise would have been better.
Right. Okay. I'll take it. I'll take a pass on that one.
All right. Also tonight, Animal Babies. Oh, first year on Earth. That's a season premiere on PBS. You can see baby hyenas and elephants.
Aww.
Isn't that fun? An Arctic fox and a mountain gorilla.
They don't get eaten by other things, do they?
God, I hope not. I think they celebrate their first birthdays.
Okay.
Let's hope for the best. All right. Season premiere of Investigation Discovery Homicide Hunter, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. He's a former Colorado Springs homicide detective. It's the ninth and final season. It opens with him revisiting a case he solved involving a young mother's frozen corpse and a serial killer's trademarks. The season finale of a show that everybody that I know on the planet loves, Yellowstone, with Kevin Costner.
That's the season finale tonight at
10 on Paramount. Then on the networks, what I'll be watching tonight, cold-hearted that I am, Beverly Hills 90210, The Table Read. That's at 9 o'clock tonight on Fox. Big Brother is new tonight on CBS. That's at 8 o'clock.
The Table Read is them going through the script.
Yeah, that's the episode title.
Really?
They're basically filming a show about a show at this point.
Yeah, it's very fun. And then Ghost Hunters is new tonight on A&E at 9.
Want to lose weight the scientific way? Go to Calitrin.com and sign up for the program. You buy three and get three free. That's a Labor Day special. Lose the weight, guaranteed, and keep it off at Calitrin.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The thing that makes a smart home device useful and cool can also develop a bug that creates a new unwanted problem, like a smart oven.
53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the TJV program. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen with a focus on Google Maps. I don't use Google Maps. I use Waze.
Am I using
the wrong thing, or is...
Well, it depends. So the update here with Google Maps, this may not be for you if you're just using, if you're driving and you just need the navigation and traffic.
That's all I want. Yep.
Yeah. So, but yeah. A lot of other people use Google Maps for, if you're a commuter, you can use it for transit riders, things like that. So now Google Maps is going even more multimodal, as they call it. And so now a new feature pairs transit directions and with, so if you're driving, you'll get the, that's still there. But if you have biking and ride sharing options, it's all going to be looped into one thing. So there, now you've got multiple ways to get from point A to point B using a variety of transportation modes. If you are, now again, this probably would not apply to you, Doug, but and to anyone else who's just driving in their car. But a lot of people do a car to a bus to a train, or a car, a bus, train, and then a rideshare bike to their office. And that happens in cities. Yeah, that happens all the time. Where people will, you know, hop on a train and then, or if you're on the bus, let's say going into the Port Authority in New York, then you have to hop on a train. Or if you're in New York City, you hop on a city bike. And so now you'll be able to see where available city bikes are. So it's, Google has really made this effort to launch this whole thing on a nationwide scale. So even in the suburbs, you'll be able to know where you can hop on an electric scooter, where you can rent a bike, things like that. And so this is part of the latest update for Google Maps. Earlier this summer, they added new transit crowdedness predictions, which was kind of cool. I had some friends using that. So if you really didn't know...
I wonder how they do this. I mean, honestly, who figures this out?
Well, yeah. But think about how accurate Waze is. you know, and that's
very,
even down to how fast your car is going.
Yeah,
it's all GPS.
Right.
Yeah, it is really impressive.
It is.
But
I was in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, and they had the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, they don't miss anything. It's all satellite imaging.
Yeah. So now customers who live in Denver, they're starting with Google Maps. They're starting a pilot project there. You can even purchase your train tickets using your Uber account. And so Uber is trying to kind of do what Google Maps is doing. Now Google Maps is kind of enveloping all of this into one. So you can it's very cool. Transit directions paired with ride sharing and biking start rolling out right now on iPhones, and Android users will get the Transit Plus ride sharing starting later today, but it will take just a little bit longer for them to get the biking for on Android, but it will be coming, I'm guessing, in the next few days.
Yeah. Okay. So if it helps you out, help yourself. I guess that's the bottom line there. The new Motorola Razr is going to have a foldable screen. This is the old, I used to have these. I'm going to find out more about this. What's the story?
The Geek Out.
With all the talk of folding phones, what has gone a bit forgotten was the return of the Motorola Razr, the first great folding phone. Yeah, the Razr wasn't a folding screen, but it was the phone to have back in the day. The original Razr unfolded to reveal
phone,
a
Razr?
Screen on the top half and a physical number keypad on the lower half. But if rumors hold
true, the new Razr will
unfold to reveal a full vertical screen running the full length of the phone, and it would explain the rumored price north of $1,000. It would also set it apart in form factor from the other folding screen devices we've seen, and potentially improve on an already beloved design. The latest is the new Motorola Razr folding screen phone could be here as soon as December.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, next up here, Victoria, a focus on governments using Facebook. Why?
Well, this is actually, it makes sense. Facebook is going to start giving local governments and first responders the ability to send alerts to the communities during an emergency through Facebook. This makes a lot of sense, because if you think about it, not many people have their TV on all day long anymore. You know, if you're in an office, you might not even have a TV at all. And so if you're working at your computer, how are you really going to know if there's a localized emergency alert? There are emergency alerts built into cell phone networks. We often hear that sound go off. But, you know, the majority of people have Facebook up on their screen during the day. That's how you'll find out about emergencies. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, so if it helps, it's good. Good stuff in the help department. The focus on what is good and what helps. That's the DJV way of approaching things. 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.